From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Republicans are lining up to oppose the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. The first Hispanic nominated to the court is expected to easily prevail when the Senate Judiciary Committee votes today and to win confirmation when the full Senate votes next week. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Republicans are in much the same position today that Democrats were in 4 years ago. Then, Democrats were in a distinct minority in the Senate, just as Republicans are today. Then, President Bush had nominated a judge widely praised as well-qualified, John Roberts. Now, President Obama has done likewise with Sotomayor. But there the similarities end. In 2005, three of the committee's eight Democrats voted yes on Roberts, and when the nomination reached the Senate floor, half of the Senate's 44 Democrats voted yes. But today, it may well be that only one Republican on the committee votes to support Sotomayor, and on the Senate floor next week, the number may not exceed a handful. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama resumes his campaign for changes in the nation's health care system today. He is taking part in a telephone town hall meeting with seniors. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
After a day off the healthcare trail on Monday, Mr. Obama is back at it. He'll use the teletown hall meeting to field questions from AARP members and to urge a wider audience to support changes in the healthcare system. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is optimistic about the prospects for a healthcare bill, even though lawmakers may not act before their August recess. Gibbs says the president believes negotiators have already agreed on 80% of what needs to be done.
There's no doubt that the 20% to go is not going to be necessarily easy, and it never has been. You've seen him both out in public and in behind the scenes discussing with members of Congress how to move health care reform forward.
Gibbs says a vote by the Senate Finance Committee would be a big step in that direction. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A boat carrying Haitian migrants has capsized and sunk off the Turks and Caicos Islands. As many as 85 people are missing. The U.S. Coast Guard says rescuers found 113 survivors stranded on two reefs and recovered two bodies. Petty Officer 3rd Class Sabrina Elgamal of the U.S. Coast Guard says authorities are trying to find more survivors.
The Coast Guard and Turks and Caicos authorities are still searching to find more people that are in the water at the moment.
Information from survivors indicates that between 160 and 200 people were on board when the vessel capsized near the island chain north of Haiti and southeast of the Bahamas. The cause is under investigation. Oil prices hovered near $68 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude was up by 3 cents to $68.41 a barrel. This is NPR News. Former star NFL quarterback Michael Vick has been given a chance to restart his career as early as this season. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell conditionally reinstated Vick, who served 18 months of a prison term for his involvement in an illegal dogfighting ring. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Commissioner Goodell suspended Michael Vick in August 2007 after Vick admitted financing dogfighting and killing dogs. Goodell said he'd consider reinstating Vick if Vick showed genuine remorse. Yesterday, Goodell said Vick has shown that remorse in several recent meetings. By conditionally reinstating Vick, Goodell said he wants to take some time to ensure Vick's actions match his words of contrition.
Michael understands that I am judging him on his activities going forward and the conduct that hopefully will support the words that he's expressed to me personally.
Vick can sign with the team and start practicing and play in that club's final two preseason games, but Goodell is holding out on full reinstatement, which would allow Vick to play in regular season games. He'll make that decision at the latest by week 6 of the regular season in mid-October. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A southern Alabama sheriff has told the Mobile Press Register that a man accused in the killing of a Florida panhandle couple has been cleared for extradition to Florida. Sheriff Grover Smith told the newspaper that the governor's offices in both states have processed the extradition order for 28-year-old U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Donnie Ray Stallworth, Jr. He is one of eight people charged with killing Bird and Melanie Billings. The couple, who were known for adopting 13 special needs children, were each shot multiple times on July 9th. A safe was stolen from their home. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.